Hey, what's up, everybody? Craig Smoke, Sikkim365.com with a rapid reaction podcast post-Colorado as the Bears fall in brutal fashion in Boulder. 38-31, Buffalo's win in overtime to open Big 12 play. And for the Bears, an agonizing and heartbreaking loss in a game they should have won. They should have been heading back to Waco, 3-1. Feeling great about the direction and the momentum starting to build. And instead, it's a game where I just wonder how, if at all, this affects them moving forward. It's been a very long day for myself as I had the incredible opportunity to go up to Lincoln, Nebraska to watch the Nebraska-Illinois game with family on Friday night. And it was an amazing experience. But because I was out in Lincoln, Nebraska, it was a very long travel day today coming back. And so, matter of fact, I didn't even get to see the very beginning of the Baylor game. I got to read most of it on Twitter, got to listen to a little bit of it, but was mostly jostling back and forth from the airport and just was busy. Didn't have time to really lock in. We eventually got back and I was able to watch the entire second half and obviously overtime as well. And it was a game I never felt really comfortable about until Baylor went up two scores. And with the way the defense was playing, I felt like this was going to be a game they went in and stole but earned. And it was going to be a beautiful week. And I was glad to be wrong that I picked Colorado to win in a close game. And I was ready to eat crow and I was going to dine on it and enjoy it. And instead, I just felt sick to my stomach with the way that game finished. Not for myself, but for fans and for the players and for the coaches. A game that in so many ways was absolutely beautiful, but in too many moments was brutal and by the end agonizing, whether it be slipping and falling or fumbling the football or missing a field goal or whatever the case may be, because it wasn't just one thing, one play, one coverage that led to that game turning out the way that it did. There were multiple things that went wrong that ultimately led to that game even going to overtime, and then in the overtime that led to it being a loss. But it is very easy to look at the end and the fact that you gave up a Hail Mary to send that game to overtime. And even if you want to say, like, well, you slipped and you fell and this happened or that happened, the guy got tripped up, then explain the play prior to that. When it just bounced off a Colorado receiver with nobody behind him, bounces right off his, what was it, his chest or his face? I don't even remember. It's been a long day, hence my telling you about the Nebraska trip. I'm a little bit delirious because of all the travel and the little sleep and just the chaos that comes with that, as many of you know. All too well, I'm sure. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time deep diving on this game. My brain's not ready for it, and my emotions, quite frankly, aren't ready for it, because it would be really easy to go scorched earth, but I just don't think that's the right thing to do. I think I need to sleep on this and revisit it in the morning with a clearer head, but knowing full well it's going to be as painful. And knowing full well, there's still going to be the same things I'm pointing to that ultimately lost this game. But maybe having a bit of a better perspective on it. Not to be too positive and act like this isn't a big deal. That was a horrific loss. That was a brutal all-time loss that will forever be on Colorado's biggest wins list. Their biggest upsets list. It's all over SportsCenter top 10, number one. It's not going anywhere. But my question now is, what does this ultimately lead to? Does this lead to them going back to the drawing board, feeling like you were in that game to the very end, and just a couple of plays here and there was the difference between you being 3-1 and being 2-2, and that you'll be better for it? Or is this something that then hangs on you a little bit because it was such a bad loss, because it was such a heartbreaker? I'd like to think they're veteran-laden enough to be able to say the latter, but you just never really know, right? It's college football. You just never know how teams are going to respond week to week in the face of adversity or off the glory of triumph. So I don't know what to expect from Baylor football moving forward. All I know is that this can go one of two ways. You either learn from it burn from it and come back and bounce back and beat BYU at home next week, because that would be the Big 12 thing to do, is have everybody just continuously beat up on each other, and BYU's flying high right now, so hey, it's their turn to get beat. Or you let this linger, let this fester, let this poison you ultimately. And I'd like to think that won't be the case, because there's a lot of veteran players and a lot of very seasoned coaches that know that that's a possibility and will know how to handle that, correct that, and not allow that to happen. Hopefully, more than anything, they have the leadership on this team to not allow that to happen, to know, like, that was a winnable game. You guys nearly went to Boulder and should have, could have, would have won that game. But, guys, we got to make this one more play, or this one less mistake, or in the case of tonight, handful less mistakes, especially when it mattered most. But their response will be very interesting to see next week. I know there will be plenty more written and deep dived on when it comes to this game. I'm not going to pretend to have the expertise to break down what went wrong. I mean, in some cases, guys just slipped and fell or didn't hang on to the football or didn't make a field goal. There was a lot of accountability that can go around, but regardless, they can't spend and waste too much time pointing fingers. It's on to BYU. This one's going to continuously be talked about off the field. It's going to be on Colorado's highlight reel for forever and so on and so forth. But for the Bears, they cannot let this loss turn into 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, etc. We'll for sure learn a lot about this team starting this week and see how they respond against BYU. But no doubt this one's going to sting for a while. So I'll leave it there. You watch the game. You know the feelings. You know what went down. And I just don't care to reflect on it in much detail right now. I'm going to get some sleep and reflect on this game a bit more tomorrow and have more to say about it then. But just brutal. Hate it for the players. And now it's on to see how they respond to a pretty heavy piece of adversity in week number 4. And we'll just need to remember, there's a long way to go in this football season. Not trying to shine that loss up in any way. Although, there were a lot of things to like about tonight, but I just don't feel like right now is the time to really focus on those. It's time to let that sting and let that hurt a little bit, and then start to add up some of the positives. The Monterey ball wouldn't catch, you know, things of that nature. The number of sacks and the pressures. But I don't think anybody wants to hear too much about that because of the way that game ended. And I understand that, and I respect that. And so I'll wait another time to talk about some of the good things that can maybe add up to even better things down the road. But if this team can't figure out a way to respond to that heartbreaker, then it's going to be a really long road ahead. I think they've got the leadership. I think they've got the talent. I think they've got the knowledge of how much that game actually was in their hands, and they let it slip away. And I'd like to believe that's going to motivate them moving forward. But that's for another time to get into, and we'll do that when the timing is right. Until then, this loss is just going to be one of those brutal things that comes with the territory of being a fan of college football. Sometimes you ride the highs, the highest of highs, and sometimes you experience the lows. And there were a lot of teams around the Big 12 that experienced one or the other. Baylor by far, and again, this isn't shining this up at all, but by far not the only team in the Big 12 to have what felt like a pretty brutal loss. But to stay ahead of those other teams, they're going to have to be the team that responds the best to said brutal loss. Better than TCU, better than Oklahoma State, better than Kansas, so on and so forth. A lot of football left to be played. So let's see what this team has in store. But I loved a lot of what I did see and hear tonight. In the end, it just wasn't enough. And sometimes that's the case. So I get all the reactions. Totally understand the wave of emotions that I saw on Twitter and heard in the aftermath. And so everybody will have their own take. And I'll have more on the way in the coming days. But not tonight. Until next time, this has been the Rapid Reaction Podcast. Check back next week. We'll be talking about BYU, win or lose, better or worse, and hopefully having some more positive things to talk about. But until then, I'm Craig Smoke, and this has been the Rapid Reaction Podcast on Sikkim365.com.